This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. I don't know, I sound like Casey Kasem there. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Do you think that? Next on our top three. From Sydney, Australia, comes this story.
Yes, that's right. That was a pretty good show.
Dear Casey.
Kasem.
I'm in the outback listening.
To Olivia Newton-John.
To Olivia Newton-John. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, and we're going to get back to the phones. Let me just tell you, you can send us an email at comments@afr.net if you'd like to. It's Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University.
And Learning University, we're here every Friday from 10:05 Central till 11:30 here on American Family Radio. We appreciate you listening to AFR throughout the day. We have a lot of great shows, programs, Bible teaching, news and information. So we have a, if you will, a comprehensive Christian programming schedule here on American Family Radio. But on Fridays, we like to learn and have a little fun during this hour and a half. And there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Absolutely not.
Laughter is good medicine.
All right, so let's get back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Travis is on the line. Travis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Well, hey.
I'm really glad to finally be on here. I've been listening to the show for a long time, and it's my first time getting able to call in.
Thank you, Travis. Where do you live in the Magnolia State?
As a matter of fact, I'm down here on the Gulf Coast next door to Gulfport.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Look for that big billboard, Travis.
You know, and that's what I wanted to ask you about real quick is what street is that?
It's a main drag, but I don't know those streets, so I'm not sure. But it's
where
homemade billboard.
Your wife hails from.
That's right. She comes from Gulfport, Mississippi, and my in-laws are still there. But it's hilarious to see this guy with this scribbled sign, and he's the ruler and something something of all knowledge and Egyptian something. It's just bizarre.
I'll have to look out for that.
All right, Travis, all right, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I guess I'll do both.
Which question you want to answer?
The question about your Star Trek question.
Okay,
James Kirk.
All right, in Star Trek, the name of its most famous captain is James T. Kirk. What does the T stand for?
Tiberius.
Tiberius.
Hey, nicely done.
Wait. Excellent.
Nicely done.
You have to look it up, or are you a Trekkie, or what?
Well, you know, I watched a little bit of Star Trek when I was younger, and that's just a piece of information I happened to pick up.
That's right. Just kind of stuck there, lodged there somewhere. And
of course, Tiberius is also was a Caesar, right?
Tiberius was an emperor.
An emperor. But Tiberius is also the name of a town on the shores of the Sea of Galilee because we stay there every year.
Is named after the emperor.
Yeah. All right, what's your question for us, brother?
All right, well, I've got a choice for you.
All right.
You can either have a serious church question or a joke church question.
Do both. Do us the serious one first.
All right, well, with the serious one, you also have a choice. Do you want a Bible question or an early church?
Okay, my head's starting to hurt.
Now, hold on. This is like one of those surveys that I get online. I get deep in it. I think I've already got 5 minutes invested. Yeah,
he's going to want our Social Security number here in a minute.
Give us a Bible question, Travis. Okay, now you have a New Testament question or an Old Testament question?
Wait, I'm getting pop-up ads on my screen, Travis.
Whatever you want to ask, you just bring it.
All right, well, you guys were talking earlier about Noah and then his grandfather, Methuselah, and that brought up to my mind, when it comes to all the ancestors from Adam to Noah in chapter 5 of the Bible, each one of those names has a specific meaning, and if you take those meanings and you put it into a sentence, what does that sentence read?
Are you serious, Travis?
Is this the serious one? Is this the serious one or the... Bogus one.
It starts with doe.
Now this a deer. This is not only a serious one, but when I learned this, it was a mind-blowing revelation to me. I thought of how amazing it was.
Oh,
you know, and I think you guys would get a real kick out of this.
I think I've heard this. It's like a prophetic. Well, I'm not even going to get lost in the weeds. You go ahead.
You're on the right track.
Yeah, it's a prophetic thing, just like right after Methuselah, and he says. Mm-hmm. He says, this is going to happen, but, well, don't even.
Okay.
Go ahead
and tell us what it is. We do not know the answer.
Jay, right. That was powerful.
I know. That was pretty vague. Hey, but I can offer this, Travis. While you were answering, I texted my father-in-law to ask him what road that sign the Egyptian guy was. It's Canal Street or Canal Road. So,
Canal.
Yeah, if you're near there, go by and stop and ask that guy anything, any questions you have about love or life or finances, and I bet you he'll have the answer.
He'll have an answer. It might not be correct. All right, Travis, give us the answer to yours.
All right, so basically with the meaning of every single one of these names, like I said, it builds into a sentence. So I'm just going to read the sentence out for you. Man is appointed mortal and sorrowful, but the blessed God shall come down, teaching that his death shall bring the despairing rest.
Wow. So that you're talking about the names in chapter 5 of the book of Genesis, all those names, a lot of those names in the Old Testament had a meaning. And if you insert the meaning for the actual name and run them together, it reads out as that sentence.
Exactly. Such as how we all know that the name of Noah means rest or comfort. And then for Methuselah, his name means something along the lines of either his death shall bring or when he dies, it shall come. And another example is Adam. His name means man or earth or dirt.
Mm-hmm. See, mine was way off because the one that I was thinking about at the very end, it said Burma Shave.
Oh, man. Oh, that's pretty awesome, Travis.
No,
I have
great.
Never I've never heard that.
That is great,
and,
Travis.
Mm-hmm. Give that a little more investigation.
Yes,
that sounds
sir.
Great. Very
thank
encouraging.
You, thank you, Travis.
Well, hey, he's got a fun one.
Oh, a fun one. Yeah, bring it. Bring the fun one.
You also wanted the joke question, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we all know that Jesus was a carpenter, or at least he was the son of a carpenter.
Right.
Did you know that he was also a farmer?
Jesus was a farmer?
Do you know how I know that?
This is the joke part, I'm
okay,
guessing.
No, how do you know that?
Because he was always talking about his parables.
Parables. Okay.
Parables.
Good.
All right, Travis.
Good.
Travis, you got a good job, didn't you?
Here we go. Here we go.
Stick,
a good,
right,
a good day job.
All right.
Yeah, like
thank you, Travis. Take care, brother. Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right. JJ, where do we go next?
Let's go to Texas, where Jackson is on the line. Happy New Year, Jackson.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Which question you feel good about?
I feel good about the Paul and Silas question.
All right, here we go. Jackson, here's the question for you. In what city did Paul and Silas sing in jail at midnight?
I believe that was Philippi.
Philippi.
Nicely done.
That's right, Philippi. Yes, sir. So good. That was not an easy question and a good answer, Jackson. What is your question for us, sir?
Well, for the spirit of the ending of college football, I have a question about college football.
Okay.
What are the only two schools that have tailgaters in the water at the stadiums? On game day.
Tailgaters
okay.
in the water?
I think yep. I know the answer to this. At least I know one of them. Okay, Jackson's. I do know that one of them would probably be the University of Tennessee because Knoxville, the Neyland Stadium, is right on the Tennessee River, and they talk about the big orange flotilla or whatever coming up there.
Oh.
Have I got one of them right, Jackson?
That's correct.
Okay.
Wow, good.
Way to go.
I have absolutely no idea.
That's our dean. coming through for
us. Well, I love college football, and I keep up with these kinds of traditions. But since Jackson's calling from Texas, I'm trying to think of another.
Is there something on the Brazos River or some kind
it's
of?
Not Texas.
It's in Texas.
No, it's not.
It's not in Texas. Okay, hold on just a minute. Let me scan the country real quick. I'm trying to think around where this might be. I don't know. What's the second one? University of Tennessee's one. What's the other one?
The University of Washington.
Okay. Which is where is that school located?
In Seattle.
In Seattle. It's on the water.
So
that's
the stadium. The stadium's on the water.
Do your tailgating out there on
the Pacific in the ocean
party barge. That'd
well,
be
they
fun.
Got the Puget Bay, the Puget the Sound.
Puget Sound.
There, beautiful countryside. By the way, if you've never been to the state of Washington up in that area. Anyway, thank you, Jackson. Take care, brother. All right, Trivia Friday it is. Great question. Yeah, I've been to Knoxville and I've been there twice for a game. Mississippi State, my alma mater, traveled to watch them play University of Tennessee. And,
how fun was that?
Oh, man, it's just
you
great.
You wish they'd wear more orange, but you can't have everything.
It's a great atmosphere, and it's a beautiful setting. It's right there on the Tennessee River, and they have the big orange, I guess it's called the big orange flotilla or whatever. You know, a lot of boats out there, people tailgating, and, man, you just walk right up the hill there, and you're in the stadium, about a 10-minute walk, I guess.
How fun.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Mississippi, where Sherry is on the line. Sherry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Sherry. Happy New Year to you. Where are you calling from?
I am in Olive Branch, Mississippi.
In where?
Olive Branch.
Olive Branch, okay.
Close to Memphis.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Sherry, thank you for calling. A question, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay. All right, which one do you want to answer?
Well, I was going to answer the Tony the Tiger question.
Really, Sherry?
You
were going to challenge yourself, huh, in this new year. Okay.
But I have one for you guys afterwards. I'll answer the one about the snowflake.
Okay. Snowflakes are symmetrical. How many sides do they have?
They have 6 sides.
Yes. So every snowflake has 6 sides.
Right.
But each snowflake is different?
Is unique.
Mm-hmm. It's unique.
The design of it.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
With all the little points and things. Now, the really big fluffy ones have 2 sides, inside and outside.
Snowflake.
Sherry, I don't think your dog's very happy that you're on the phone with us. Doesn't sound like me. Anyway,
not paying enough attention.
I've been on the phone for a while.
So snowflakes are 6 sides. There you go.
Or thinking about the dog, or somebody is stealing your New Year's Day packages off your porch.
All right, Sherry, go ahead. What's your question for us?
Well, we talked about Tony the Tiger, mm-hmm. and he also, the gentleman that was the voice of Tony the Tiger back in the 60s, also sang a Christmas song. Do you know which one it is?
Sang a Christmas song.
It was a famous movie.
What was the name of the movie?
That we would have... well, that'll give it away. It's about, I'll tell you that it was a cartoon movie in the 60s, and he sang the theme song in that, but there was also a remake with Jim Carrey as the character.
Well, then it's Boris Karloff.
No.
Burl Ives?
No? Boris Karloff didn't?
He sang the song, You're a Mean One.
Mr. Grinch.
Yes, Boris Karloff narrated it. He didn't sing the song. Okay.
Right.
Hey, Sherry, your dog's got a little bit of an attitude problem. I gotta be honest with you. And, you know, if you always need attention, you know, you can't, well, you know, so you, Anyway,
I don't know the answer to that.
No, that's it. So yeah. It's the Grinch. Yeah. It's yeah. It's the
guy who sings that Grinch.
Yeah, it's the same
Your
guy.
Eyes are full of spiders.
Mm.
And now thinking back with that deep baritone voice and hearing him say that. That's great, you can see that.
Who was it, Sherry?
Thurl Ravenscott. He was one of the voices of Tony the Tiger and also sang You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch back in the 60s cartoon of how the Grinch stole Christmas.
For him to have a couple of famous places in history, his name's not exactly a household word.
Yeah, what was it again? Ravens what?
Thurl, T-H-U-R-L. Oh, and my husband, who our son calls, my husband is a trivia guy, but our son Charlie calls him the professor of useless information.
Oh, man.
Well, listen, most dads are that.
Yeah,
most dads are the professors of useless information. So,
All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you,
God
Sherry.
Bless you.
Happy New Year.
You go back to your dog. Your dog's needing some attention, I think. So, anyway, have a great weekend, Sherry.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Let's repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered and for the last time on the show today.
All right, I have only one remaining. It's an easy one.
Okay.
In which hand does the Statue of Liberty hold a torch? That's all I got left.
Okay.
Might have been a little bit tough, I guess. How many tiles does each player pick at the start of a game of Scrabble? Mm. Second question, true or false, Abraham Lincoln's middle name was Beauregard.
Mm-hmm.
Third question, until the age of 20, author John Grisham had hoped to make a living playing which sport?
And it wasn't cricket.
Wasn't cricket.
All right, my only question I have left is this one. Which scientific unit gives a measure of loudness? You understand the question?
I do.
Yes.
Let's get back to the phones then.
All right, we go to North Carolina, and Kevin is on the line. Kevin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good, Kevin. How about yourself, brother?
Doing good. Beating off the rain.
I hear you. Where do you live in North Carolina?
Catawba.
Okay.
Get there from where you're at.
East central part of the state?
Central part.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right, brother. Well, listen, go ahead. Answer, ask, or both?
I'm going to answer.
Which one?
The first one was, or the one that I was had in my mind was the one about decimals.
Okay, here's the question. Which scientific unit gives a measure of loudness, Kevin?
It's decibels.
Yes, decibels.
Nice.
I wonder, the scale of decibels, though, I wonder what is really loud? Is it a 1 through 10 scale, or is it higher than that?
No,
It's
higher than that.
It seems like I've seen 30 decibels chainsaw, jet engine.
It goes up like 60 decibels.
That's what gets you a ticket for loud muffler and that kind of thing here. So
yeah.
I think they call that 40.
I tell you what, I'd like to ticket a whole lot of these 16-year-olds driving around. I'm sounding old, aren't I? Because I was that kid in the 70s.
Hey, kid, get off my grass.
Well, they're playing that music just rammed up really loud, and I'm thinking to myself, what if everybody did this?
Right.
What if everybody did this?
Well, they're not thinking that.
Huh? They're not thinking that?
They're not thinking about anybody but themselves.
Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn.
Off my front door, but I can hear the radio out in the road. I can't understand.
I know. And then the ones who don't want to put a muffler on their truck. They want the world to hear them.
But at that age.
From like 3 miles away.
Now tell me this isn't true. At that age, if you tell them you're riding around with the music that loud, you're going to go deaf later in life, they go, I don't care. I'm not deaf right now, and I want my music up loud. You cannot tell them, and then they get to be 50 or something like that. Boy, I wish I'd listen.
Yeah, I know. What if everybody left their muffler off, though? Wouldn't that be a great world? Huh? All right. Anyway. Old Fogey. Kevin, go ahead.
Evan Tiles.
You can only answer one question, Kevin. You have a question for us?
Okay, I got a trivia. I got a like a riddle, I guess you call it, and you probably already know it. What's stronger than God, meaner than the devil? The rich don't have any of it, and the poor have plenty of it. And if you eat it, you will die.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Huh?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing is stronger than God. Nothing is meaner than the devil.
I was going to go radishes. but you're saying it's nothing.
It's nothing. Okay. If you eat nothing, you'll die.
Yeah, started before.
All right, buddy.
Duly noted.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
All right, I'm out of questions, fellas. JJ's got three left.
I got one left.
I got a bunch.
All right, you got one left. Back to the phones.
All right, we go to Missouri, and Karen is on the line. Karen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you doing, Karen? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to answer five of the questions that's already been answered.
Oh, okay.
So you've been on the hold a long time, I know, Karen.
Oh, yeah.
Bless your heart.
That's okay. I'm loving every minute of it. I love you guys.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank
and
you.
We're on the road traveling, so this was a good
time waster.
Good way to pass the time.
You can
yes,
hear
exactly.
You can hear the show when you're on hold, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey. We had to turn the radio off okay. so we could hear.
Hey, Karen, you talked about everybody answering your questions. Now, I've got a true or false, so you can guess at that, and you have a 50-50 chance at it.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know the true or false, and we also know the Statue of Liberty one, too, I think.
Which one you want to go for?
Let's go with the Statue of Liberty. I believe her left hand is raised with the torch.
Okay, the question is, in which hand does the Statue of Liberty hold a torch, and you say the left hand? That is incorrect. Yes. It is the right hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It is the right hand.
Yeah.
Also,
she's holding the tablet with the left hand.
Was also a 50-50 chance there.
Yeah, make her feel better, Ed.
And you guys have had all this time to think about it, but you got it wrong. Yeah. You got a whole car full of people you got it wrong.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Karen, if you're wondering what's happening right now, it's called adding insult to injury. You want to look that definition up.
And there's some salt being applied somewhere. I don't know, but anyway. Hey, Karen, we're kind of coming to the end of the show here. What's your question for us?
What are the five women that are in the genealogy of Jesus?
You've got. We're talking about ourselves.
We're talking amongst ourselves. So don't
you've
say
got Ruth. Right. You've got Mary.
Mm-hmm. Ruth and Mary.
You've got Solomon's mama, Bathsheba. There's three.
Rahab the harlot.
Rahab. Four. We're missing
Eve. Eve. Would Eve be? Eve. No, Adam. No, Adam would be. They'd go through Adam, right? Or would it be Eve?
Rebecca.
Oh. It's coming from David. So David's mom, and then back.
Have we got four of the five?
Yes.
All right, we're missing one. Let's go with Eve.
We'll go with Eve?
Okay. Sure.
All right, we'll go with Eve as the fifth.
No, it's Tamar.
Tamar, okay.
Tamar who tricked.
Right.
Judah.
We had the staff. It was on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen.
That's excellent.
Now, excellent trivia.
Karen, you said you're in a car full of people. Are you guys on vacation or what?
It's my husband and me, and we're traveling from. We went to Texas to be with grandchildren. Now we're going to Kansas City to be with children, and then we're going home to Southeast Missouri.
How fun!
All right, Karen. We'll have you all have a safe trip.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Thanks for listening. All right, Ed, what do you got?
That was it. I had the Statue of Liberty question was all I had.
Seven tiles. You pick up seven Scrabble tiles to start the game. Author John Grisham wanted
was it
to,
baseball?
Baseball. Wanted to be a professional baseball player. Abraham Lincoln had no middle name.
So it wasn't when we were trying to figure out a fake name
fake
before
name.
The show.
Beauregard was not his middle name because he had...
Do people call Beauregard Bo? Is that where they
I guess so.
I think so.
Hey, and this, look, Abraham Lincoln did not have a middle name, and nobody on the Mayflower, not one person on the Mayflower, had a middle name. Look it up.
You should have had kept that for a question.
I think I have a few years ago.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us today on the Trivia Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday.